High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
The Auburn Bulldogs are riding a 59-game win streak stretching back to the 2018-19 season. So far this year, they've compiled a perfect 23-0 record on their way to what they hope will be a third consecutive state championship. After dominating most of their opponents all season, the Dogs were challenged in their last two outings. They scratched out a hard-fought win over Fairbury in the sub-district and then escaped with a victory over upset-minded Boone Central in the district final. Auburn comes into this year's tournament with the number one seed facing Northeast Nebraska power, the Pierce Blue Jays. The Jays have an impressive 21-4 record and could make it the third close game in a row for the Bulldogs. Good afternoon, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. We're getting set for Class C1 State Tournament Basketball here on Sunny 101.3. I'm Randy Gatula this afternoon, seated alongside Todd Gatula. And Todd, this could be a dandy.
Yeah, this is a loaded Class C1 field. It's one of the classes that a lot of eyes are on this weekend here at State and Lincoln. And Pierce, of course, has a long history of getting to the state tournament. Auburn obviously looking for its third straight. So this has all the makings of a good one. Auburn probably couldn't ask for a tougher number 8 seed draw. It's kind of been the talk of the tournament so far, how tough a draw this is for the Bulldogs.
Well, we visited with Coach Jim Weeks a little while ago, and he mentioned, too, agreeing, this is a really tough field in Class C1. Now, our casual listeners that aren't regular Bulldog fans may not be aware these two teams actually faced off earlier this season.
They did. Auburn actually beat Pierce on New Year's Eve back in the championship game of the Wayne Holiday Tournament, and Auburn won that by 12 points by a score of 53-41. That was a close ball game until the fourth quarter when Auburn was able to kind of put things away.
So three quarters of close basketball between these two teams, Auburn finally getting the win by 12. But you can throw all those things out the window when you get to the state tournament.
It is. It's state tournament time. I think if you're an Auburn fan, one thing you gotta like is that Auburn's been here. They played on this big stage. Pierce hasn't been here for a few years. It's been 2016 since they were at State. Auburn's accustomed to these surroundings here at Pinnacle Bank, and it can be a little intimidating at first for a team, and I think Auburn will come out and be a little more relaxed. We'll see how Pierce handles the bigger arena, the bigger crowd, and a little bit of the stresses that come along with the first-round state tournament game.
We've already seen a couple of great ball games here this morning at Pinnacle Bank Arena. A couple of upsets, in fact. Number 7-seeded Waverly upset number 2 Scott Catholic by a single point, 41-40, a last second shot with about 2.9 seconds on the clock. Got the win there for Waverly. And in the game completed just a little bit ago, after a long battle with Mount Michael, the Beatrice Orangemen pulled away and got a 10-point win, 49-39. That's the number 6 seed over the number 3 seed. Of course, this is all in Class B. So Beatrice and Waverly advance in Class B as they got the wins this morning here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Well, I mentioned I had a chance to talk with Auburn head coach Jim Weeks a few minutes ago, so we're going to take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll come back and share that pregame conversation with Coach Weeks. Right after this two-minute timeout, you're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's time now for our pregame visit with Auburn High School head basketball coach Jim Weeks. Coach, first of all, congratulations on reaching the state tournament again.
Yeah, it's fun. It's nice to be here. And, you know, we got really two big goals. We want to get here. That's our biggest thing. And then win it when we get here. So at least we're halfway there.
Coach, after you dominated a lot of your opponents all season long, your last couple of outings, you really got challenged by Fairbury and then in the district finals by Boone Central. Those close ball games, you think that's a good thing maybe for your kids coming into the tournament?
You know, I think in 2 years we've had seven games that's been in single digits, okay? So that means we've done an incredible job of doing things right for a lot of games, okay? Just remember, Randy, you win those games by 1 point. So John Cook, best example, John Cook, the volleyball coach in Nebraska, used to always tell his girls, win by two. So he's won four national championships, and on the way to those four national championships, at least three of those years, there was a game where it went fifth set, 15-13. So, a lot of people may think that, oh, God, we're struggling. No, we're winning by one or more. So we don't look at it as something that we have an issue. We looked at, boy, in those other games, we were absolutely dynamite.
Coach, in looking at the Class C1 state tournament bracket, man, this is a tough field. You got a tough draw with the Pierce Blue Jays. Talk about the Jays a little bit.
Well, they're well coached. They're good athletes, and we know them. And, you know, every game that we played, I mean, 2 years ago we came up here and Grand Island Central Catholic was a gut-wrencher. You know, we won on the last second shot. Last year, you know, it was a two-point game with about a minute left to go. So that first-round games are tough because everybody's got a week to practice. So, no, we're not going into this game thinking, well, we can't wait till the next round. I mean, this is if you don't win this one, you're not playing Friday.
You had a good look at Pierce. You got to face them earlier this year, and that was a tight one.
Yeah. And they're a good team. They're well, like I said, they're well coached. They got good athletes. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They play very similar to us.
Coach, we're getting close to game time. I know how busy you are. One last thing here. What has to happen this afternoon for the Bulldogs to be successful?
Well, I think when you go to the state tournament, I think there's about three things. First of all, you can't panic. You can't quit. And you got to play fearless. I mean, those things in your mind, okay, we're not going to ever panic. We're never going to quit on a ball, never quit on whatever it is. And then you got to play fearless. I mean, you got to go get the win. It's not like, you know, if you're number one seed and we're playing the eight seed, you still got to play the game. So play fearlessly. So that's where we're at.
All right. Well, Coach, good luck to you this afternoon. Hopefully we can get together and talk again Friday morning. That's Jim Weeks, head basketball coach at Auburn High School. We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Falls City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Haldeman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks. like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com. Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. It's the Class C1 State Boys Basketball Tournament, the Auburn Bulldogs and the Pierce Blue Jays. It's time now to take a look at the starting lineups for this afternoon's game. Here's Todd.
First of all, the starting lineups for the Auburn Bulldogs. Auburn is 23-0 on the season. They have a 59-game winning streak, which is the longest in the nation and the third longest winning streak in Nebraska state history. The Bulldogs will start Cameron Binder. Binder leads Auburn in scoring at 15.1 points per game. He's a senior, stands 6 foot tall. Also for Auburn, Maverick Binder. He's a freshman, stands 5'11", averages just over 6 points per game. Ryan Binder, a 5'11 junior, is a starter, averages 9.3 points per game for Auburn. Cade Patzel, a 6'1 senior, and Daniel Frary, averaging 13 points per game, a 6'6 senior, rounds out the starting lineup for Auburn. For the Pierce Blue Jays, Pierce is 21-4 on the season. They upset Wahoo in their district final to reach it to the state tournament. Pierce is led by Logan Moeller, who averages just under 8 points per game. He's a senior, stands 6 foot tall. Ben Bramer, the leading scorer for Pierce, averaging 14 points and just over 7 rebounds per game. He's in the middle, just a sophomore, stands 6 foot five. He's a Division I football recruit as a tight end. Dawson Watts, the second leading scorer for this Pierce team, averages just over 10 points per game. He's 6'1 and a senior. Chayden Roth, a senior, stands 6 foot, averaging 8 points and just over 2 rebounds per game. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Pierce Blue Jays, another sophomore. There's two of them in this starting lineup. Abram Schulting. Schulting's a sophomore, 6 foot, averaging 4.6 points per game for Pierce.
The Pierce Blue Jays, coached by Coach Ken Kulis, and of course, you know the Auburn Bulldogs, coached by head coach Jim Weeks. Todd, you mentioned that win streak for the Bulldogs, 59 games, the third longest winning streak in Nebraska high school basketball history. I know you do your homework. Who were the other two?
Well, a lot of people in Nebraska know who owns that record. It's those Wahoo teams from the late 80s and early 90s, from 1988 to 92. That Wahoo team, those teams won 114 games. That one might never get touched, if we're just being honest.
And then, were they invited to the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, exactly. They could have competed. And then Philly, down in the Ohio Park, southeast Nebraska here. Philly won 78 games in a row from 1978 to 81. Auburn's on a 59-game winning streak again. That's the longest winning streak in the nation and the third best all-time in Nebraska. Quite impressive. But they've got their work cut out today against this Pierce team if they're going to extend that to 60 games.
I know I show my age here, but I covered a few of those ball games during that Philly run. Philly was playing a lot of teams that we covered back on KAUB in Auburn, so we had a chance to come into the Philly gym a couple of times during that long streak of wins that they had for the Wildcats. We're courtside at Pinnacle Bank Arena here in the Haymarket District in downtown Lincoln. I'm Randy Gatula, along with Todd Gatula. The Auburn Bulldogs, the Pierce Blue Jays, about to tip it up here in the Class C1. Later this afternoon here on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon will be on the air, a 4 o'clock tip-off scheduled, as the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish take on Mullen Broncos. That game will be played out at Lincoln East High School. So we've got back-to-back games, and as a matter of explanation, we were concerned about getting tore down here at Pinnacle Bank and getting out to Lincoln East in time to get on the air. If you happen to run into an overtime ball game and you got to drive all the way across Lincoln, I might add, in state tournament traffic with a lot of out-of-town drivers, doesn't always work out well. So we decided the best thing
I'll call the Auburn game here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. John Nixon will be standing by out of Lincoln East with the Sacred Heart Irish, and we'll get both games on in their entirety right here on Sunny 101.3. My buddy John's going to be making a long road trip also this weekend. He's traveling all the way down to Springfield, Missouri for the Final Four in Class 1. Our good friends at Mound City, the Mound City Panthers, have made it to the Final Four. They're going to play St. Elizabeth High at 12 noon tip-off, and that'll be live on Friday here on Sunny 101.3. It will not conflict with any of our coverage here in the Nebraska tournament, so we'll have a lot of state tournament basketball from two states hundreds of miles apart coming your way throughout the rest of the week. We've got time to step aside for a one-minute break, and we'll be back with the opening tip-off after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
This school year, keep your children healthy by helping them get the sleep they need. Smartphones have several negative effects when used for any purpose close to bedtime, especially when it comes to growing kids and teens. Bright lights and activity lead to less sleep, poor sleep cycles, poor grades, and worse health. To help with a good night's sleep, make sure they avoid bright lights and encourage them to read a book or magazine before going to sleep. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, Todd Gatula, back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We're just finishing up the introduction of the starting lineup for Pierce. And Todd, we've got history being made right in front of us here this afternoon. For the first time ever in the history of the Nebraska Boys State Tournament, we have a female official. M.K. McGee from Elkhorn, Nebraska. M.K. is breaking the glass ceiling as officiating in the state tournament for the boys. I've seen M.K. work before, and M.K. is going to do a good job. There's no doubt about it. But she's out here joining our officiating crew for the first time ever, a female official in the Nebraska state tournament. We've already met the non-starters for both teams, as well as the starting lineup for Pierce. And now we're meeting the starters for Auburn again. The binder trifecta, 2-3-4, Maverick, Cameron, and Ryan, along with Kate Patzel in the starting lineup, and Daniel Frary. And Todd, these kids, you've got a chance to look at them. They've been fun to watch.
Yeah, this Auburn team, you know, they hadn't been to state for 34 years, and so a couple of years ago, it was 1985. A lot of people remember that team. And then Auburn finally got here after 34 years of absence. Now it's become old hat. Auburn looks like a relaxed team right now. They should be. They're used to this. And they're ready to go. You can see the focus, and they're ready to get after it.
Auburn fans will remember the one-point win over the Minden Whippets. They were the number one ranked team in the state down in the old Pershing Auditorium. Got a big win there, and then in the second round got bumped off in the last 4.7 seconds by Valentine. Those were the days. The names of Fabre, Mowry, Shutt,
LaFollette,
Grable. I think that's not bad. We did it. All right, we're ready to jump it up. Ben Bramer will jump it up against Frary. Shouldn't have mentioned Fabre. Now I'll get that on my mind with Frary here. It's pretty close. Here's a tip controlled by the Bulldogs. Cam Binder comes up with the basketball. Across the timeline, works to the left elbow with it. Up to the top of the key comes to Frary. Around the hand, right side, Ryan Binder with the ball. He finds Patzel. Patzel dribbles to the left side of the lane, falls to the floor, and he'll be called for traveling.
So this Pierce team, what you're going to see from them on defense, they'll play man-to-man, they'll switch all screens, and they like to trap that first pass.
All right, down court across the timeline, comes Smaller with the basketball, works to the right side of the lane. He carried the ball. Oh, my. We're going to call it close, apparently. He carried the ball, a turnover, and the Bulldogs get it back. We played a half a minute, still scoreless. This is Cam Binder on the dribble across the division line. The left side, just outside the three-point arc, to Frary at the top of the key. Right side, Ryan Binder holds the ball on the elbow. Back to the top to Patzel with the ball. Patzel gives up to Maverick Binder, the freshman. Again finds Frary.
Defense right in the face of the ball handlers here. Now Binder kicks to the left side in the paint. Ryan Binder in traffic. Comes to Pacel. Kate Pacel just outside the three-point arc. And Auburn very patiently, Todd, working the ball around the outside of the perimeter of the three-point arc here, not trying to penetrate yet. Now the ball taken away from Binder. It's loose on the floor. A steal down there by Chayton Roth. Roth gets the ball down court, gets an outlet pass out to Muller, and he'll set the offense once again for the Blue Jays. Muller gives it up top to David Dale, who started in the lineup. That's a change from the starters we were given. Turnaround shot off the glass, up, off, no good. Put up by Bramer, rebound Bulldogs. Down comes Cam Binder with the basketball. Cam Binder, right wing, backs it out, gets instructions. Coach Jim Weeks up off the bench, shouting instructions to his offense. Now Binder will set the offense. It's a man-to-man defense here by Pierce, as Todd described. Comes to the right side, Maverick Binder again, the freshman, goes in. Cam Binder takes it in for a driving layup. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I believe that. Let's wait until they signal that here.
Bramer, I think.
Yeah, Ben Bramer, his first, and that's a big one early to get one on the big guy. Auburn's looking for mismatches. You play against a defense that's going to switch all screens. You're going to get some mismatches, guys, going back to the basket.
Cam Binder at the line to shoot two shots for the Bulldogs. The first one is up and good, and Auburn takes the lead 1-0 with 6 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Todd, I'm a little bit surprised we played almost 2 minutes without anybody scoring here to start this game. Cam Binder, second free throw on the way. Got it right down the middle on both of them. So a quick 2 points at the line for Binder, and Auburn on top, 2-0. 6 minutes, 15 seconds to play first quarter. Down court on the dribble is Muller. Muller gives it left side. Watts. Watts up top to Dale. Out onto the right side, Muller again. Now the dribble comes to the free throw line. Right elbow inside the paint, trying to drive. Ball is stripped away by Ryan Binder, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called, probably on Ryan.
Yeah, that's on Ryan Binder, his first, team's first of the half. So team's still feeling each other out here a little bit.
Just 2 minutes in. Blue Jays basketball, they'll inbound it, trigger it in, baseline right side under the basket. Muller lobs it in, into the corner, it comes back to Muller on the right side of the basket. Looking under there for the pass underneath for Dale, couldn't find him. Left elbow comes to Roth. Roth guarded by Frary at the top of the key. Now to Dale. He'll stand up for a three that's off the rim and doesn't go. And there with the rebound is Frary. Daniel Frary. Outlet pass gives it up to Cam Binder. Binder slowly up the floor. Bulldogs up 2-0. 5:38 to play in the first quarter. Here's Binder for a long three off the back of the iron. Too strong. And the rebound to Ryan Binder. He takes it all the way under reverse. Lay-in. Up off. No good. Rebound Frary. Ball loose on the floor. Dale dives after it. Comes up. Puts the ball out to Muller. Muller down court. 2-on-2 fast break. Muller takes it into the traffic for the lay-in. Up and good.
Logan
Muller on the lay-in. And we're tied at 2 apiece.
Yeah, nice job of Pierce that time, getting a loose ball and getting up the floor quick for the easy bucket in transition.
Here comes Binder with the ball. Cam Binder, right side Ryan, into the corner, right to Maverick. Maverick up top, Kate Patzel. Patzel, left elbow, Ryan Binder. Again, working the outside perimeter, outside of this man-to-man defense. Here comes Cam Binder into traffic, forces up a shot, can't get it. Try for tip-in, put in by Frary, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to have Cam Binder at the line. We've just had our first ever foul called by a female official.
That foul on Dawson Watts for Pierce, his first, team second of the quarter.
At the line, Cam Binder. He's 2-for-2 from the line this afternoon. We're tied at 2, 4:54 to play first period. Binder's free throw. This is too strong. Hits the back of the iron. Rimmed off of there. He'll have a second shot coming. Into the ballgame, Tyler Race checking in now. Race, a 6-foot senior. He averages 2.5 points a game. Second free throw coming up for Cam Binder to try and give Auburn the lead once again, and he does. He's now 3 out of 4 from the line. Auburn goes on top 3-2. 4:51 to play in the first quarter. Down court with the basketball to the top of the circle come the Blue Jays. They kick it to the right wing. That's Bramer. Bramer back up top of the circle. Watts. Watts works on Binder. Frary is there. Watts goes in. The ball is stripped away. And a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs.
The foul's number 5, Kate Petzl.
That one on number 5, Kate Petzl. His first and second team foul for Auburn.
So Petzl has his first foul, right? Okay. Inbound the pass into the corner. Bramer with the ball. Bramer gives up to Muller. Muller, corner right side, top of the key, around to the near side on the elbow. Handling the ball now is Tyler Race. Again, they're doing the same thing Auburn was, just running a weave and working the ball a lot out here outside the college three-point circle.
They like to run a lot of ball screens.
On the right elbow, Tyler Race. Race penetrates, collides with a defender. Offensive foul. Going to be called on Race. Good job in there by Ryan Binder.
Yeah, nice job of Binder to come up and take a charge there and get a cheap one on Tyler Race, which is his first foul. Pierce's third of the half.
Not sure what's taking place here now. The official, they're calling for a trainer. What do we got, blood on somebody's elbow here maybe? Looks like they're looking at Frary. Oh, the knee.
I think Cam Binder's got a little blood, or he's got a blood on his knee there.
They're wrapping Frary's knee. And Binder's the one with the
got a couple of them.
Okay, into the ball game here very quickly is Brett Baltensperger. Baltensperger, 6'5", junior. You don't lose a lot of height there. You put a 6'5 man in to take his place. Binder handling the basketball. Frary up, ready to check right back in at the next stoppage in play. Ryan Binder backs it out. Works the right side at the free throw line in the circle. Defender falls to the floor. Ryan gets the ball back. Had an open look. Didn't take it. Back up to Cam Binder. He's between the rings at the top of the free throw circle to the left elbow. Maverick Binder. Maverick handles the ball. Goes back to big brother Cam in the corner. Cam in the paint. Out to Maverick. Open look. Three. Maverick Binder in and out of there. Ball tipped around by Baltensperger. Grabbed up. Cam Binder. Cam Binder driving lay-in. No. They're going to say travel.
Well, that's a tough one. Binder got a hold of it there, put it on the floor, and got to the rim and hit the pull-up jumper, but I guess he shuffled his feet a little bit. That's a tough one if you're an Auburn fan. Pretty nice move by Cam.
Coach Kevin Goulis, he agreed with it wholeheartedly across the way there. Three. Bulldogs up by one. 3:25 to go. Ball nearly tipped away by Binder. Working around Binder. Hard with the ball there is Race. They kick it to the near side. Mueller has it stripped away, stolen by Ryan Binder. Ryan decides to hold things up. He had a one-on-three fast break going there. He holds it up and resets the offense. Coming up on the three-minute mark here in the first quarter, Auburn up 3-2. Class C1 state tournament basketball. Oh, nice pass underneath the Frary. Great job getting the ball into the hands of Daniel Frary by Cam Binder. What an assist.
Yeah, Cam drove, defense came up, an easy dump off to Daniel for the bucket.
Here comes Mueller. He kicks it into the corner right side. Up it comes to Watts. Watts collides to the floor, and Watts is going to get called for an offensive foul. Credit Kate Pacel for getting set under there.
Yeah, Auburn will take those charges. That's their style. And, you know, let's note that second foul on Dotson Watts here in the first quarter. That's second personal on him, fourth team foul on Pierce. Watts, their second leading scorer, so that's a big one.
All right, down court come the Bulldogs. On the attack offensively is Cam Binder. Gives it to little brother, Maverick Binder. He circles to the top of the key. Now it ends up in Cam's hands, deep in the corner. Baseline, left side of the basket. In the paint goes Ryan Binder. Oh, they say that little stutter step is called traveling.
You know, that's the second, maybe even third time we've seen that on both sides tonight where these officials have called that travel as they're taking a step and putting it on the floor.
They do that in the NBA all day long and don't say a word. Inbound, we're not the NBA. Inbound the ball to Mueller. Mueller down court to the left side. Comes to David Dale. Dale feeds it into Scholding. Scholding can't go anywhere. Now working the left side baseline. Ball stripped away nicely. I think he stepped out of bounds here. Wait a minute. Oh, no, Pacel was standing out of bounds when he stripped the ball out of the hands of Bremer.
Nice D by Kate Pacel that time coming across and knocked that out of Bremer's hands.
Confusion again here. Now they're wrapping the knee for Binder, Cam Binder, getting some knee skimmed up here. Frary's got his right knee wrapped up, left knee for Cam Binder. Baseline left side, they'll trigger it in for the Blue Jays. It comes up top to Bremer. Bremer at the top of the key. Left wing on the elbow right in front of our table is Mueller with the ball. And there Bremer's backing in and he just got another offensive foul.
Bremer's backing Cam Binder down. Had a big mismatch there. Kind of came up high with his arm and caught Binder with an elbow as they're jockeying for position. That's two fouls on Bremer. Now he comes out of the game. 15 foul Pierce. So you've got Pierce's two leading scorers, both with two fouls here in the first quarter.
Luke Collison checks in. Collison, a 6'2 senior, to take Bremer's place here. Bremer on the bench with two. All right, Pacel to the left side. Ryan Binder up top to Cam Binder. Cam Binder can't get into the lane. Lob pass to Frary. Frary got taken out under there as he went up to try and catch it. Good defense by Mueller if you get away with it, and he did. Mueller comes down with the basketball, and forecourt is Scholding on the right side. Scholding almost falls to the floor, gives to Collison. Now reaching in to try and steal the ball was Ryan Binder, and Ryan just picked up a foul.
Now to number four, Ryan Binder.
Ryan playing some aggressive D, trying to get the steal there. He picks up his second foul of the quarter. That's the third team foul on Auburn this quarter.
So now we've got three key players on these two teams combined with two fouls each, and we're still playing in the first quarter, Todd. This is Logan Muller with the ball. Muller almost lost a handle on it all by himself there at the top of the free throw circle. Comes to the left elbow with it to Scholding. Feeds underneath. Great job by Frary to block the shot. Rebound. Ryan Binder all the way down. Goes under the basket and then pulls it back out. Gives up top to Maverick. Back it comes to Cam Binder. Auburn up 5-2. A minute 15 to play in the first quarter. Low scoring contest. There's a long three from the corner. Up and good by Ryan Binder. Binder nails a three from the corner baseline right side. It's 8-2. Bulldogs by six. Big collision. Ryan Binder, Todd, has just picked up his third personal with a minute three to go in the first quarter.
That's a tough one. Kind of a loose spawn. He's making a hustle play and just got a little out of position. And
Ryan is he averages nearly in double figures for the Bulldogs. 9.3 points per game. 3.7 rebounds. More importantly, he's a big part of handling the ball out here. So Binder in foul trouble. 8-2. Bulldogs up by six. 55 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Looks like the Jays want to play for one. Handling the ball on the right wing is Tyler Race. Watts on the near side. This is Muller. Muller, fall away, jump shot for two, up off, no good. Rebound, Batesel. Batesel hands it up to Cam Binder.
Auburn's got this Pierce offense a little out of sorts early
on. Bet you
on.
10-1, Binder takes the last shot here. 30 seconds to go. What they'll do is they'll let Binder run the clock down to about 7 or 8 seconds, and then he does his thing. We've seen this over and over and over this season. And a lot of the times he hits it, too. Sometimes a three, sometimes he drives for a two.
If they double up, they'll be looking for Frary or somebody who will know who for a cheap one.
Yeah, the Jays are just going to stand back and let him run the clock down. They're not putting any pressure. 10 seconds. Crowd is helping with the count. Oh, he took it early and nailed it. A long NBA three by Binder. 3 seconds. Ball is deflected out of bounds by Cade Batesel. Wait a minute. Whose ball is it? Ball's going to stay with the Jays, but we're down to 1.5 seconds. Binder fooled him. He took it way sooner than I thought he would.
Checking in for the Bulldogs.
Ryan Dixon into the game now. Dixon checks in.
You know, ball screen. Daniel Frary comes up, sets the ball screen, and Binder has the option there. If he can get around the screen, hit a pull-up J or get to the rim, or he's going to launch a big one, and he hits a three.
Here comes to the backcourt. Long half-court shot, partially blocked there by Binder. Would you believe it? After one quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Pierce Blue Jays 11-2.
We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
11-2, the Bulldogs up after one quarter. We move to second quarter action. Blue Jays with the basketball. Bramer comes to the left side, gives it to David Dale. Ball tipped away by Patzel. Grabbed back at the top of the key by Logan Muller. Muller to the right elbow, goes to Bramer. Bramer can't get anywhere near the basket with the ball. Muller thought about it. Boltensberger chases him in. Shot blocked away. Batesel and Boltensberger collapsed on Muller and stopped him under the basket. Rebound pulled down. Bulldogs, Cam Binder into forecourt. He'll set up the offense now for Auburn. Boltensberger in the ballgame now for Ryan Binder, who's in foul trouble with three personal fouls sitting on the bench. Maverick Binder, the freshman, he's going to have to play. There's a long three. Cam Binder, bingo! Cam Binder raining threes. Again, he pulled up 3 feet outside the college three-point arc.
And you better be careful. He starts heating up.
Look out.
He can start blowing them in loads.
Blow this thing open. 14-2. Keeps track. There's a long three up in and out. And the rebound to the Bulldogs. We've got a 14-2 lead early in the ball game here in the second quarter for the Auburn Bulldogs at the 6:50 mark.
Sounds
Auburn.
Typical Jim Weak style. He's telling them to slow it down.
Frustrate him a little bit now is what he wants to do. With the ball is Cade Pagel into the corner. Here's come Binder for three. That one's just strong. Boy, if that would have dropped off the back of the iron, the rebound comes down to the Jays. With it is Bramer. Bramer dribbles on the right elbow with the ball, picks up his dribble. He needs help. Coming out to get the ball is Dawson Watts. Watts to the left side, Logan Moeller. Moeller back up top, Bramer. Boy, Bramer's guarded well by Baldensberger. He can't get anywhere near the basket with the ball. Look at Bramer throwing the elbow down there again. Bramer, jump shot, free throw line up, short, rebound, Prairie. You see Bramer using the forearm again on Binder?
It's a big lineup problem there with Baldensberger and Prairie. You've got 6'5", 6'6". So Auburn's got their bigs in there.
Here comes Auburn down court now, leading 14-2. Under 6 minutes to play in the first half. 5:52 on the game clock. This is Cam Binder. He's going to take it to the baseline. Oh, he had the ball knocked away. It's loose on the floor. Everybody's after it. Goes out of bounds. Touch last under there by Dawson Watts. Auburn will get it back.
You know, that's a nice matchup. Dawson Watts for Pierce, the 6'1 senior. He's got some quickness and can guard Binder. He's gotten his hands on the ball a couple times.
He's probably doing, another stutter step there. Maybe that would be best described as a little bunny hop that he does.
Yeah.
Prairie gets called for fouling, and it'll be another turnover.
Six turnovers for Auburn already in the first half.
And they're still up 14-2.
Yeah,
just think if they wouldn't have those lost possessions. All right, down court is Moeller. Logan Moeller, the 6 foot senior. He's the point guard. To the left side, in the paint, driving lane up, no basket. Dawson Watts drove the lane, but I think he got fouled on the floor before the shot.
Fouls on Daniel Prairie. His first foul and the 15th foul for Auburn.
All right, Jays basketball. They inbound it to Scholding. Scholding works to the free throw circle. Left wing comes back to Moeller. Across court, right elbow with the ball is Watts. Watts can't get to the basket. Has to clear it back to the top of the key. Lucas Natt is in the ballgame now. Lob pass inside. Driving ball stripped away by Prairie, then stolen back from Prairie. Jump shot up and good on the steal and the putback with Chad Ross. And the Blue Jays needed something good to happen to them, and that was it right there. 14-4. Auburn's lead now to 10. Cam Binder into forecourt. We're coming up on the five-minute mark in the first half here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. It's the boys' C1 state tournament. With the basketball is Maverick Binder. Binder goes to Cam Binder, left elbow. Cam dribbles to the baseline. Got trapped down there in traffic. Took it to the basket. Got his shot blocked. Good job by Muller to block that shot by Binder. Down court pass in a hurry comes Dawson Watts. A three from the corner right side is up and off. No good. Ball tipped around. Rebound, Maverick Binder. The freshman took it away from the senior on that one. Maverick flips the ball on the outlet. Pass back to Cam Binder. He'll bring the ball up court. 4.5 minutes to go first half. 14-4. Auburn up by 10. Prairie to the right side. Cam Binder has the ball. Looking for Prairie for the lob pass. Couldn't get it to him. Gives up to Baldensberger. Baldensberger around the horn. Back to Maverick Binder. Now Cade Pagel with the basketball. Pagel kicks it into the corner. Down deep. Baseline left side. Ken Kulis is up there giving directing traffic in the corner. Kulis, there's a spin move in the paint. Pagel shot is up. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Daniel Prairie.
How you like the looks of that, Todd? Yeah, nice offensive board work there by Prairie to get the nice easy put back.
Went up, caught the ball, and put it in. Did not come down with it first, and that's the key to the success. There's a driving laying up, and oh, wait a minute. We're going to have a whistle and a foul. Let's hope that's on Baldensberger and not Prairie. They were both there.
Fans number 40, Brett Baldensberger.
Yeah, that one's going to be on Brett Baldensberger, his first 16 foul against Auburn.
Baldensberger and Prairie each with one foul now. At the line, shooting two shots. I think we got Moeller there, don't we? First free throw is on the way. Up in and out of there. Things just aren't falling for the Blue Jays so far this afternoon. 16-4, Bulldogs with the lead here again at the 3:46 mark in the first half. Second shot for Muller's on the way. This one is up and good. He got that one. He's now one out of two, has 3 points. And the Bulldogs, with an 11-point lead, come up court with a four. Cam Binder on the dribble. 3:39 to play, first half here at PBA. Cam Binder works to the right elbow, backs it back out between the rings. A cross-court pass to the far side, goes over to Pacel. Here's a long three on the way. Maverick Binder, short, rebound, Freire, follow shot, put back up and good. Perfect pass.
Yeah, he'll tell you,
perfect pass. Yeah.
That one came up short. Freire right there to grab it, and another easy put back for him. So yeah, two of his three buckets are on offensive rebounds.
Doesn't matter how you get it in Freire's hands, he comes up with points if you get it to him. Well, we got a whistle at the other end. Looks like another foul on the Bulldogs.
Pacel, his second foul. That's going to be Auburn.
Pacel with two and Ryan Binder with three. And who are we sending to the line? Can you get him to turn there? I think that's Watts, isn't it? 15?
Yes.
Shooting 1-1.
Dawson Watts at the line. Shooting 1-1. Free throw is up and good. He got the first one. He'll have another shot coming. That's his first point. Makes it 18-6 now. The lead is 12.
Till that bucket, Auburn's held Pierce's two leading scorers to 0 points here in the first half.
Watts, second free throw is up, and it's off no good, and Boltenberger is there for the rebound for the Bulldogs. Cam Binder will bring it up the court. We're coming up on the three-minute mark to play in the first half. The Bulldogs with a 12-point advantage. Now keep in mind, they led Boone Central by 16 points in the third quarter in the district final, and Boone Central got back to within one before Auburn pulled away and won the ballgame. So the Bulldogs will not get comfortable with this lead, I can promise you that. Maverick Binder up to Kate Pacel, top of the key. Right side is Cam Binder. Boltenberger sets a pick point. Ooh, a hard pick. Not going to run over Brett Boltenberger. They just found that out. Off to Cam Binder on the left elbow. Cam Binder, right side. Maverick Binder with the ball. Maverick takes a couple of dribbles. Now works to the top of the key, across court pass, far side. Finds Pacel. Freire wants the basketball. Again, it comes to Cam Binder. Goes around the defender. He's double-teamed. Cam pulls up the dribble. Gives up to Maverick Binder. Now Cam moves around. Open look for three. Got it. His third three-pointer of the afternoon. Binder with 12 points already in the ballgame. 21-6. A 15-point lead at the two-minute mark. Bulldogs up by 15. Long three. Right side up off. No good. Freire with the rebound. Freire gives the ball up to Cam Binder. And again, Jim Weeks says, what's the hurry, Cam? Slows him down. Cam Binder slows down the pace here. It's got to be frustrating for the Jays to be down 15 like this and have Auburn spending the time they are on offense. Oh, there's an offensive foul going to be called on Brett Boltenberger. Brett just ran over anybody that got in his way as he went down through the lane.
That'll be Brett's second, Auburn's eighth of the half. Cam Binder, he didn't want to slow it down that time, Coach Weeks. We've got a timeout. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout of our own. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, Todd Gatula, back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln, the Class C1 Boys State Basketball Tournament. Boy, right now, Todd, the Pierce Blue Jays got to wonder what kind of a buzzsaw do they step into here.
Yeah, right now that buzzsaw is Cam Binder. He's kind of given up some scoring this season to be a playmaker, but state tournament time. He's filling it up with 12 points already for the Bulldogs.
Back to live action, 21-6. Auburn up by 15. Watts on the left elbow gives up to Bremer. Freire with a great job of shutting Bremer off. Now it comes back to Scholding. Scholding inside Bremer. Bremer tried to move. He traveled. And that was just flat-out good defense by Kate Pacel.
It's a great matchup with Bremer, the leading scorer for Pierce, a 6'5 sophomore. Freire's got some experience on him. But those two big guys going at it, and they've really negated him this first half. And
Bremer's going to the bench.
And even when they switch, Cam Binder really battles down there and gets position. And they've kind of got Bremer a little
now,
frustrated.
Here's your opportunity to get the ball into Freire. With Bremer on the bench, Freire's got free reign under there. Let's face it. Here's Binder at the top of the key. Around to Pacel. Boltenberger left elbow. Up to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder, one dribble, comes again to Camp. We're coming up on a minute to go here. Pretty soon, Auburn will consider. Okay, inside Prairie, under the basket. He moves in. People fall to the floor. Ball is loose and a steal. Another turnover for the Bulldogs. I was about to say they're about ready to play for one here with Binder. All right, into forecourt is Dawson Watts. Watts to the left elbow to Roth. A cross-court pass, far side, Muller. Down to 40 seconds to play in the quarter. Muller, right elbow, Race. Race goes into traffic, flips it to the top of the key. Long three is up, in and out. Ball tipped around. Boldenberger tips it. Rebound brought down by Maverick Binder. Great job by the freshman. Look at that aggressive basketball by a freshman under there. And now, with 23 seconds to go, Cam Binder brings it across the timeline. Logan Muller says, I'm going to get out in his face this time and not give him that open look. But watch what's going to happen. We're at 12 seconds. Binder and Muller one-on-one near midcourt. Binder about to make his move. Goes to the right side. Gives up to Maverick Binder. Back it comes to Cam. Around the defender. Pulls up for three from the right elbow. Off the rim. Rebound Prairie. Follow shot. Couldn't get it down. But at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs, a great first half of state tournament basketball. Auburn on top 21-6 at the half.
We'll take a 2-minute break and be right back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services Halftime Report. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's time now for our halftime report, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha ArmConnect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
Well, thank you, Todd, and it was a great first half for the Bulldogs. They lead it at the half 21-6. They were up 11-2 at the end of the first quarter, and I don't think anybody expected Auburn to hold Pierce to just 6 points in 16 minutes of basketball, but that's what has happened here this afternoon. Looking at the individual numbers, first of all for the Pierce Blue Jays, they're led at the half by Logan Muller. Muller has 1 out of 2 from the line, hit a field goal for 3 points. Chayton Robb hit a field goal for 2, and Dawson Watts went 1 out of 2 from the line for a single point for their total of 6. From the charity stripe, the Blue Jays went 2 out of 4 at the line. Individual numbers for the Auburn Bulldogs, Cam Binder leads the way. He has 12 points, including 3 out of 4 from the line, and he hit 3 3-pointers in that first half for his total of 12. Daniel Ferry with 3 2-point baskets for 6, and Ryan Binder hit a 3 for 3 points for their total of 21. From the charity stripe, Binder shot all their free throws. They went 3 out of 4 from the line for the Auburn Bulldogs. At the half, it's Auburn 21 and the Pierce Blue Jays 6. This has been your halftime scoring wrap, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn, or visit with Weston Witt in Fall City. Don't forget, later on today at 4 o'clock, we'll have the Sacred Heart Irish taking on the Mullen Broncos in Class D2 state tournament first round action. John Nixon will have the call for you. You'll hear it right here on Sunny 101.3. So when we wrap up this Auburn game, just leave your radio dial set right where it is, and John will be along around 3:45 or so with his pregame show, and that'll be a 4 o'clock tip-off. Again, that'll be live from Lincoln East High School, the Sacred Heart Irish and the Mullen Broncos. Right now, we're going to take a little break here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We're going to send it back to Scott Cox, our producer-engineer, for a couple of minutes of important sponsor information. And then we'll have an update of your local weather, another couple of minutes of sponsor information, and back with third quarter action coming up live from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Your home is one of your most important assets. Why not depend on people you know to protect it? Auburn Insurance Service and Farm Mutual Insurance have insured area homeowners for decades and will be there when you need us the most. Auburn Insurance Service has an experienced, friendly staff who will work with you to ensure you have insurance coverages to meet your family's unique needs. Call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 and see the difference a local insurance company can make.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Looking at the surface map for this Wednesday, we have a low pressure system, a cold front extending across the central parts of the Midwest as this low pressure system continues to push off towards the east. To the north of us, scattered rain showers in the upper parts of the Midwest. We're going to see some rain and snow mix as we head into today, tonight, continuing into tomorrow. That cold front will continue to push east-southeast across the central parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, another low pressure system will move in from the southwest, bringing us rain showers, it looks like Friday, continuing into the weekend, and we'll see a little bit of some rain and snow mix. So across the area for this afternoon, wind advisory becoming mostly sunny in the upper 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 45 to 50. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 30s, and Thursday, mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm,
mow your home, mow your family. Yes, it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Fast Global Solutions designs and manufactures ground support equipment for the aircraft industry. Formerly known as WASP, Fast Global Solutions has job openings in their Falls City facility. Fast Global Solutions is 100% employee-owned. If you want a job with a growing company, now is the time to contact Fast Global Solutions in Falls City. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer. Apply today and be working soon at Fast Global Solutions.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Randy Gatula along with Todd Gatula. And Todd, 21-6 at the half. I don't think anybody saw this coming, even the most avid Bulldog fan.
No, I don't think so either. But, boy, Cam Binder got off to a big start for Auburn, and that suffocating defense of theirs has really caused Pierce some problems. Pierce's two leading scorers, Dawson Watts, Ben Bramer, have a combined 1 point, and together they average about 25 a game. So that's a lot of the game story, at least in the first half so far. And boy, Auburn's spacing on offense. They spread you out. They're so well spaced. They're patient. They set those ball screens. They look for mismatches. They're just a fun team to watch on offense, and they've got it clicking a little bit right now.
And did you see the welcome that the Auburn boys got when they came back onto the floor here after going to the locker room? They got a standing ovation from all the faithful in red and white across the way here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We've got a bunch of happy Bulldog fans, but you know what has to be in the back of their minds right now? Auburn is up 15. That's all well and good. They were up by 16 late in the third quarter out at Crete last week in the district final against Boone Central, and they allowed Boone Central to get back within 1 point of them twice before going on and getting the win. So the game's not over. Don't turn your radio off just because you hear the Bulldogs are up big. We still got 16 minutes of basketball to play here, and looking forward to it. You know, while we've got just a few seconds here before we move into second half action, any way you look at it, this is our final week of basketball coverage for the 2020 season, and it's been a basketball season unlike any other. And I'd like to take just a moment here to thank all of our sponsors, everybody that helped support these broadcasts and make them possible here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. A special thanks to the Arm Connects and to Weston Witt, Jake and Tasha at Farm Bureau Financial Services. They've sponsored our halftime show and our postgame wrap-up throughout the season. A very special thanks to them. Thanks to Scott Cox, our producer-engineer here on Sunny, Aaron Wisdom, the job that he does at KTNC. And most of all, thank you to you, all of our faithful listeners. It's great to hear from you, those of you that enjoy these broadcasts. If you're having as much fun at home listening as we're having out here talking to you, we're all having a good time. So thank you, everyone, and we're ready to get back to it. All right, 8 minutes on the clock. We're ready to move into second half action. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Inbound the pass. It comes into Cam Binder. Back on the floor now is Ryan Binder. He sat out the whole second quarter and part of the first quarter with three fouls. Bulldogs back to full strength with their five starters. Maverick Binder in the corner. He's double-teamed. Comes back up top to Ryan Binder. Ryan comes to the near side right in front of our table. Oh, he tried to feed it into Ferry. The ball is deflected away and stolen. Jaden Roth comes up with the steal. Outlet pass to Logan Bowler. And now the Pierce Blue Jays begin the task of trying to cut into that 15-point lead that the Bulldogs had at halftime. On the baseline right side, big forearm thrown and an offensive foul on Dawson Watts.
I don't know if that was a foul or they called maybe a travel, I believe. It ended up being contact, but I don't believe there was a...
Oh, all right.
They didn't signal a foul. I think it's just a turnover, but there was a lot of contact.
A lot of contact. The Bulldog defender went sprawling to the floor. Down the right side, Ryan Binder with the dribble. Top of the key. comes to Pacel. Pacel penetrates to the free throw circle into Prairie in the paint. In the corner, here's Ryan Binder in traffic. Ryan got double teamed up to Maverick. Maverick, free throw line. Ryan Binder for three from the corner. Left side short off the rim. Rebound Kate Pacel. Spin move. Pacel tries to go up with a shot. It's blocked away. Pretty good defense there by Ben Framer to get a hand up and block it away.
Pearson's come out here to start the second half in his own defense. So they're a man-to-man team, and they've come out of his zone to try to switch things up on offense.
Oh, man, sure didn't work for him, so had to try to change something up. Maverick Binder, top of the key, Ryan Binder in the paint. Ryan penetrates, pulls it up top, around the horn, into the corner. There's a three on the way, in and out, Maverick Binder, rebound Prairie, follow shot up and good. Boy, it's so nice to have Dan Prairie cleaning up under there on those missed shots. Prairie with 8 points now, 23-6. Biggest lead yet of the ball game here for the Bulldogs. Oh, there's a jump shot up and good by David Dale. Dale with his first 2 points of the ball game.
Auburn's out rebounded Pierce so far in this game, 17-3. Wow. 10 offensive rebounds.
And it shows. All right, right side, Maverick Binder. Up top, Ryan Binder. 23-8, our score. 15-point Bulldog lead, Ryan Binder. Into the corner. Maverick Binder's going to try the three again. Off the rim. Couldn't get it. He's over two down there this quarter. Now falling. Almost going to the floor. They maintain possession. Jump shot in the paint. Up and good.
Logan
by Logan Moeller. Moeller has 5 points. And the lead is down to 13 now. Bulldogs need to keep scoring on this end. They don't want to give the Blue Jays any thought of having any hope here. You know, Pacel. Left elbow, top of the key, between the rings, backing it out near the midcourt circle now is Maverick Binder. Bounce pass left side. Comes to Ryan Binder. Ryan goes inside the defense up top. Prairie looked like he was going to take a three there for a minute. Now gives up to Ryan Binder. Ryan around the defenders, in for the driving lay-in up and got it. What a nice move by Ryan Binder on the right side baseline.
So Pearson a junk defense now. They're playing a box and one, man-to-man on Cam Binder. The rest of the guys in his zone.
All right, with the basketball is Framer. Gets to the right wing, Moeller. Moeller, jump shot, free throw line, off the rim. Rebound, Prairie. Prairie being pounded on there by Framer. Held onto the basketball and gets the outlet pass out to Maverick Binder. Maverick down court. He gets it across the division line. Comes on the attack into forecourt right side. Ryan Binder with the pass. Ryan back to Maverick in the corner. Right side baseline. He and Ryan play catch. Long pass underneath Prairie. Goes up with a shot. Oh, my goodness. No foul there. Ball tipped away out of bounds. Touch last in the corner. David Dale.
Boy, a lot of contact as Prairie went up that time, and Jim Weeks is letting him hear it. Watch Cam Binder. Logan Moeller's playing man-to-man on Cam Binder while the rest of the team is in zone.
Here's Cam Binder. Spin move. Kicks it out top of the key. Maverick around. Kate Pacel for three off the rim. And the rebound to Bramer. 15-point ball game, 25-10. Down court all the way, driving lay-in, up off no good. Falling to the floor is Watts. Rebound Bulldogs, Maverick Binder to Cam Binder. Cam Binder picks up his dribble to the corner. Ryan Binder in the corner, baseline right side. Maverick wants the ball. In the corner on the left side now, a skip pass came all the way across the court to the near side. You see Maverick give him a shove here. Maverick got a forearm out and pushed Roth right out of his road. Maverick has the ball, feeds into Pacel. Pacel in the paint. Oh, he lost the handle. Framer comes up with it and travels. And credit Kate Pacel with causing that travel there, Todd.
Yeah, a lot of traffic, a lot of congestion, confusion. Just couldn't get a grasp on it. And Pierce turns it over. Their fourth turnover of the game.
Well, we played halfway through this third quarter. 3:59 to play third period. Bulldogs maintaining a 15-point lead. That's what they had at halftime. Here comes downcourt with the ball are the Jays. Left elbow, deep in the corner, Bramer. Bramer comes up to Watts with the ball. Moeller, near side, Roth. Roth guarded by Maverick Binder, can't get free. Bulldogs still running their man-to-man defense. Here's a driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket by Dawson Watts. Watts has got 3 points. Timeout taken on the floor.
Timeout numbers.
We'll take a stop aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Centers in Auburn and Nebraska City have been serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center's mission is to provide the best eye care service possible. Our doctors use only the most advanced, state-of-the-art diagnostic technology and eye care products available. At Lifetime Vision Centers, you will find eye care professionals who genuinely care about your health and dedication to exceptional services. Lifetime Vision Centers in Auburn and Nebraska City, caring for you since 1957.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Auburn Bulldogs were able to maintain that 15-point advantage they had at halftime through the first 4 minutes of the third quarter, but now with 3:36 to play in the third, the lead is down to 13, 25-12. Bulldogs will have the basketball when play is resumed.
See what Pierce does on defense now. They've showed zone, they've shown a little box and one, they've showed some man. So they're mixing up a lot more this third quarter.
A lot of conversation here between Cam Binder and Logan Muller. It's all friendly. They're smiling and chatting right in front of our table. Wish we could have stuck a mic in there. Here's Ryan Binder, flips it out to Maverick Binder, almost had it taken away. He's being double-teamed and chased at the top of the key. You start double-teaming Maverick, somebody's going to get free down here. Maverick, right elbow, up top to Cam Binder. Lob pass in Pacel. Tip back by Cam, grabbed up loose by Muller. And here comes Pierce down to try and cut it. Oh, long down court pass. Went for the home run ball and threw it into the stands. Just outside the end zone on the back corner.
Yeah, this has been an interesting third quarter. We've already played 5 minutes, pretty even so far. But Auburn hasn't yet to get on track this quarter with offense with Pierce mixing up the defense.
Only scored 4 points here in 5 minutes of playing time. All right, Pacel flips it to Ryan Binder. Maverick's all alone down here. My goodness, he's all alone. Look at that. Maverick Binder for three from the corner. Oh, no good. Rebound, Pacel. Follow shot up and good. That's what the Bulldogs do so well, Todd. They're there for the cleanup. If it's not Prairie, it's Pacel. All right, into fourth court is Muller in the paint. Top of the key. Right side. Bramer thought about a three. He goes in for a driving layup. He's stripped of the basketball by Prairie. The ball goes out of bounds. Prairie touched it last, and possession will stay with the Blue Jays. But we're down to 2:26 to go in the third quarter. Auburn still has that 15-point lead that they had at halftime. Has to be a frustrating time for the Blue Jays here to have played 5.5 minutes of this period and not been able to cut into that lead. Bramer tries to move in on Ferry. Shot is in and out, no good. And Ferry is there for the rebound.
That was great defense by Daniel Ferry. Traded a wall down low in the post just like you're supposed to and kept Bramer from getting anything.
On court pass, Maverick Binder. Back up top, Ryan Binder on the dribble. Ryan Binder, Maverick. Oh, under the basket. Pacel was waiting alone. Look at this. They're leaping alone down here. All the way underneath. Ball flipped out loose to the right side. I can't believe they're leaving Pacel that unguarded under the basket. All right. Cameron Binder with the ball right in front of our broadcast table here on the wing. Takes it to the far side, gives it to Maverick. They're not going to give Cam that open look again, are they? Up top, Maverick Binder to Cade Pacel. Pacel holds the ball a minute. Oh, tipped away and stolen right back by Ferrari. Ferrari hangs onto the ball into Pacel. He'll take it to the hoop. Oh, he got hammered. Cade Pacel's going to be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. Who's it on, Todd?
Got a couple choices there. I believe that's on 32. That's going to be Abram Schulting, his first personal first team foul against the
half. That's the first foul of the second half on either team. At the free throw line is Kate Pacel. He averages 5.9 points per ball game. He's got two this afternoon so far. Misses the first one. He'll have a second shot coming. Kate got a put back on an offensive board just a little bit ago here for the Bulldogs.
Where they're really hitting the offensive boards hard on
Pacel's second free throw up and good. Kate Pacel now, the senior, 6'1", has 3 points. And the Auburn lead is the biggest yet. Or no, up to 16 now. They led 17 earlier. 28-12, a 16-point lead with a minute 23 to go. Big collision on the baseline. Traveling is going to be called on Logan Muller.
Logan trying to drive baseline that time against Auburn, got those feet moving just a little quicker than the rest of his body. And here comes Auburn the other way with a 28-12 lead, 1:21 to play here in the third period.
Big welcome to all of our listeners in the Auburn School District, Nemaha County. We know you had a choice this afternoon, and we appreciate that you chose Sunny 101.3 for your high school basketball coverage. On the left wing with the ball, this is Ryan Binder. Binder inside the paint, kicks it to the top of the key, back up to Maverick Binder. Maverick Finder, left wing, moving in is Pacel, in traffic, goes up, he'll be fouled, and Pacel will be right back line. He hit his head on the floor. Don't like to see that. He's getting up, shaking his head here a little bit. He hit it on the floor.
You see that?
I did. Ferry goes over and rubs his head a little bit and rub a little dirt on it. It'll be okay.
Some Auburn toughness. That foul on Dawson Watts, his third personal. Second team foul appears for the half.
Boy, all right.
Kate Pacel really aggressive on the boards here this third quarter.
Pacel one out of two at the line. Shot is up. He got it. He's now two out of three from the free throw line. Has 4 points. Averages 5.9. Timeout taken.
We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout of our own. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
The Nemaha County Hospital Board of Directors and staff would like to wish our local physicians a very happy Doctor's Day on March 30th. This past year has tested our physicians like never before. Thank you for your continued dedication throughout the pandemic and beyond. We celebrate your dedication today and every day to ensuring the health and well-being of the residents of Nemaha County. Thank you for providing our community with quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula along with Todd Gatula back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Todd, things just looking pretty bright for Auburn all the way around here.
Yeah, they came out strong here in this third quarter. You always want to get off to a good start when you got a big halftime lead, not give up too many cheapies. So they've maintained the lead 29-12 here.
If Pacel can hit this, the Bulldogs will be up by 18 points. And he does. 30-12, an 18-point lead at the one-minute mark to play in the third quarter. Down court quickly come the Blue Jays. In the paint, they kick it to the corner, Moeller. Moeller on the right side, lob pass in. Oh, that was a nice pass. He found Bramer under the basket, and Bramer with his first 2 points, and they come with less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Can you believe that, Todd? Maverick Binder, Ryan Binder with the ball, right side. Gives into Frary. Frary at the free throw line. Feeds it underneath. A reverse lay-in up and good by Pacel. What a job there by Frary to get the ball to his teammate, Cade Pacel. Pacel now with 6 points. He's got his average on the year. 32-14. There's a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Cade Pacel. Well, you know what happened. Cade got a basket, and then the adrenaline started flowing, and he came back and let that adrenaline get the best of him. That's only the first team foul on the Bulldogs in the second half. Here's Brian Dixon into the game for the first time. Also, Brett Waltensperger checks back in. Dixon, a 6-foot junior, onto the floor with 19 seconds to play. Give these starters just a few extra seconds to breathe and catch their breath. With the ball is Schulte. Schulte being chased by Cam Binder. Players fall to the floor. Loose basketball picked up by Dixon. Dixon is tackled. And we had a timeout taken by Auburn to maintain possession with 7.9 seconds to go. Sure didn't take Ryan Dixon long to get involved, did it?
No, good heads-up play by Ryan Dixon. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
7.9 seconds on the score clock to play in the third quarter here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Your Auburn Bulldogs are up 32-14. Auburn will have the basketball. They'll get it into Cam Binder, and he'll come down and launch a three. Here it comes across the timeline. Binder, right wing, pulls up. Long three, Binder, off, no good. Rebound, Pacel, follow shot, got it! It's good! Pacel got the putback. Cade Pacel got it down, and the Bulldogs up by 20, 34-14.
We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Island Insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance. Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, See Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. Pierce with the basketball. On the left elbow, they penetrate into the paint. Kick it to Muller in the corner right side. Muller backs out onto the wing. Pierce launches a three from the right side. Up and good. Nice looking three-point shot by Dawson Watts. And Watts cuts into that 20-point margin. It's a 17-point lead. 7:38 to go in the ballgame. Cam Binder with the basketball. Cam Binder across right side. Frary. They put pressure on Frary. Chasing out there was Bramer after him. Now it comes up to Pacel. Bulldogs, Todd, they don't have to be in any hurry here on offense. They're up by 17 points, 7:20 to go in the ballgame. You don't want to slow it down so much you lose your pace though, either. Here's Maverick Binder for three. He nailed it. He missed a couple of those, but he found the range on that one. And Maverick Binder, the freshman, has his first ever state tournament points on a big three that puts his team back up by 20. From the corner, another three up and off. No good. Put up by Muller in the corner. Ball is tipped away out of bounds, and it goes off of Pierce. Todd, you've got an interesting stat here.
Yeah, this Auburn defense, Pierce has just 17 points here at the start of the fourth quarter. Auburn's only allowing 32 points on defense this season. That's the best of any team in the state tournament, one of the best defensive averages in the state. So the Bulldogs don't give up a lot of points, and that's following through today.
We're down to 6:49 to go in this one. 37-17, Auburn by 20, a 20-point lead with under 7 minutes to play. There's Maverick Binder with the ball, comes up. Ooh, Kate Pacel just took a shot in the side of the face there. Did you see that? Right in front of us, got slapped hard. Now Pacel's under the basket. Cam Binder tried to penetrate, flips it out into the corner. Kate Pacel driving baseline, spin move in traffic. Oh, fed it under to Frary. Shot is up and good. Man, I'll tell you, Daniel Frary, he better take Kate Pacel out for a chocolate milkshake when this one's over. That was a nice assist from Pacel. Put it right into the hands of Frary. There's a spin move to the bucket, and traveling is going to be called on David Dale. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but...
Yeah, if Auburn's able to hold on to this lead and win in advance, they'll play at 9 a.m. Friday morning against the winner of tonight's Concordia-Milford game. In that game, Milford's 26-0 in the fifth seed, Concordia 21-4. So a couple of good teams waiting in the wings for Auburn if they're able to get through this one.
All right, Cam Binder gives it across to Frary. Now Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder, just a freshman. I like the way he keeps his head. Here's a feed inside traffic. Frary shot is up and good. Frary put the defender on his back on the floor and then put the ball in the hole. Blowing it open now. Look at that. 41-17. Long three, right side, up and good. Nailing the three was Dawson Watts for the three, his second three. But just for a moment there, Auburn had a 24-point lead. We're down to 5.5 minutes to play. Bulldogs can afford to be patient. Moving to the bucket. Frary, shot is up. Look at that. Made it look easy.
He's taking over right now.
14 points now for Frary. Timeout on the floor.
We're going to step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy and Todd Gatula back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Todd, I was thanking everybody here. I didn't say thank you to you. We appreciate your volunteer services here today. Todd works for Cheeseburgers, folks, and we're glad to have him with us here. Always fun when my son and I can get together. It seems like here lately, at least once or twice a year, I'm either in Kearney or you're in Lincoln, and makes it just that much more fun for this old guy. So thanks for being here, son. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been fun.
5:20 to go in this one. It's 43-20. Your Auburn Bulldogs with a 23-point advantage over the Pierce Blue Jays. Pierce will have the basketball. When play is resumed, they inbound it to Mueller. Mueller brings it across the timeline, picked up by Cam Binder defensively. Inside, no shot there. Another three on the way, off no good. And the rebound to Pagel. Gets it out to Frary. Frary holds it. He's double-teamed on the baseline. Now dribbles away from him. Oh, down court. Here's Cam Binder. Got behind the defense. Driving lay-in up and good. And things are starting to fall apart now for the Pierce Blue Jays, Todd.
Yeah, and that's Binder's first bucket of the half after a big first half. But now a 25-point lead for the Bulldogs.
Driving lay-in. The other end by Logan Mueller. Binder with 14 right now. Frary with 14. It was a 25-point lead momentarily at 45-20. Now we're back to a 13-point lead. 4.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Bulldogs just need to run some clock here. No reason to take it to the hole unless they get a wide-open look. Comes to the near side. Maverick Binder again. Oh, skip pass across court. All the way to Ryan Binder. Under the basket. There's Cam. Three people on him. He comes up with a shot. Got the basket. They're going to take it away from him. They're going to say the foul came on the floor. He somehow got that
the
ball in the hole.
Yeah, it was a pretty good call there. It was on the floor, but Cam was in the middle of traffic. Three Pierce defenders. Pump fake got all three of them up in the air. They came down on top before he's able to get up and get a shot off.
So they'll inbound it on the near side. Baseline, left side under the backboard. Cam Binder to toss it in. Cam lobs it up top. Oh, throws all the way into backcourt where Maverick runs it down. You know, one of the things that gets a little bit overlooked is the job this freshman does handling the ball. Maverick Binder out here. There's another pass. Slam dunk. One-handed. Slam it home. Daniel Frary. And Frary just put a cherry on top of that chocolate sundae.
Yeah, great pass from Cam Binder there for the easy dunk.
All the way in. Collision. Fall away. Jump shot up. Off. No good. Rebound Frary. Frary with the slam dunk. He's got 16 points. Look at the scoreboard, Todd. It's 47-22. Your Bulldogs are up by 25. Here's Frary. Check that. They're up by 27. Frary, put it down.
We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Subs in for the Bulldogs now. James Mateen checks into the lineup. Brett Baltensparker also on the floor now for Auburn. On the right side with the ball is Mueller. Mueller gives it left side. Scholding driving baseline left side up. Off no good. Bramer with the rebound. And the ball knocked out of Bramer's hand. Slapped away from him there by Ryan Binder. Now Ryan Dixon up off the bench. He'll check in. Well, you got a 27-point lead with 3:26 to go, Todd. You'd hate to risk a turned ankle or something in the last couple of minutes in a first-round game of the state tournament. So now the Bulldogs with Ryan Dixon on the floor, Maverick Binder on the floor. Let's see, is Cam still out there? We got
no, he's out.
Cam Binder sitting down. Mateen on the floor. Baltensparker out there. At the top of the circle, this is Mueller. Mueller backs up. Wanted to take a three. Can't get it. Ball is put in. Ball tipped away by Dixon. They tried to get it into Bramer. Dixon tipped the ball away, and he'll get
there
called.
Quite
a statement by this Auburn team. This Pierce team just beat a really, really good Wahoo team to get here. C1 bracket's kind of been the talk of the tournament so far with all the loaded teams in this. And Auburn, this is a statement game, trust me.
Our friends at Wahoo watching this thing got to be thinking, wow. Underneath, Bramer gets the pass, no. An offensive foul, I think.
Bell, number 13, Vince Bramer, his third.
Yeah, he shoved off under there before they got the ball to him.
He likes to try to hook that defender down there low with his off arm and got caught again. That's a couple times today he's kind of got caught.
There's Enrique Lopez in the ball game. Lopez checks in. Big round of applause for Maverick Binder as he comes to the bench. Maverick had a good game despite setting the whole second quarter in foul trouble. Now the Bulldogs down court on the dribble. Maverick Binder across the timeline, the freshman, takes it underneath, has the ball stripped away and stolen. Bramer, down court pass, Mahler. Mahler in the corner against Lopez, couldn't get the shot. Back up top, it comes to Bramer. Baltensperger guards him. Big collision. Baltensperger stays with him, and it'll be a foul on the floor, I'm pretty sure here, probably on Baltensperger. No, wait a minute.
Number 12, Mauricio Lopez,
his first personal 13th foul against Auburn of the half.
At the free throw line, Ben Bramer shooting two. First one is up and good. That is only Ben Bramer's third point of the ball game. Got a leading score. He averages 14 per game. They've held him to three with 2:52 to go in the ball game.
Makes a good team defense, but credit Daniel Frey with a lot of that, of really slowing
second
him down.
Second shot is up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. To Lopez. Lopez with the basketball to Maverick Binder. Up to Ryan Dixon. Dixon gets it into fourth court. Baltensperger. Baltensperger tried to feed a pass underneath looking for Mateen. Ball tipped away to Lopez. Come back to Maverick Binder. Binder on the dribble finds Lopez. Left elbow. Lopez. Lob pass into the corner. Ryan Dixon. Take a shot, Ryan. What the heck? Back to Lopez. I wanted him to shoot it down there.
Jim Weeks be putting you on the bench.
And there's a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Tyler Race.
Tyler Race, his second personal foul.
Tyler's second personal, 15 foul against Pierce.
So we're not shooting it. We're down to 2:20 to go here. It was 49-21 when Jim Weeks called off the dogs here and pulled his starters off the floor. Ryan Dixon gets the inbound pass. Dixon works one-on-one against Tyler Race. Comes to the near side to Mateen. James Mateen with the basketball across court. Far side, Maverick Binder. Baltensperger goes right back to Binder with the pass. Boy, there's no quitting this team from Pierce. They're still chasing after him and committing fouls as if that's going to have any impact on the outcome of the ball game. You've got to wonder what the wisdom of that is.
Yeah, I was looking to see if maybe they were wanting to clear the bench, but not yet.
They're trying to put him into the one-on-one. There's Maverick Binder, the freshman, going to the sideline. He gets a big round of applause. Who we got
Skyler,
to catch in?
Skyler Roybal in.
Roybal into the ball game. Okay, Skyler into the contest. Inbound the pass. They try to toss it in to Mateen. James Mateen has the ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds.
This is when all those guys down at the end of the bench are just looking, trying to make eye contact with your head coach, hoping he sees you and puts you in.
I want to play in a state tournament, coach. A lot of kids in the state play a lot of good basketball and never see this for. Ryan Dixon. With 2 minutes to go in the ball game, gets it across the timeline to the corner. Left side, Lopez with the ball. Back up to Mateen. James Mateen between the rings. Right side, Roybal. He's double-teamed. Roybal's triple-teamed. Oh, to Mateen. Bounce pass underneath to Dixon. Pass is stolen away on the baseline and back the other direction comes Tyler Race in the corner. Bramer, jump shot, fall away, set shot up and good. Now, Bramer's going to get a couple of points here against the Subs. A minute 37 to go in the ballgame, 49-25.
We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Don't forget, coming up in about an hour here on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon's pregame show, the Sacred Heart Irish, the Mullen Broncos, a 4 o'clock tip-off. That'll be at Lincoln East High School. You'll hear it live here on Sunny 101.3. Back to live action here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. 1:21 to go in the ballgame. Auburn up big, 49-25. With the ball, the Pierce Blue Jays trying to work something inside. They've got Sean Wrinkle in the lineup now. Wrinkle, jump shot left side up, and good for Sean Wrinkle, his first 2 points. Looks like the Jays have gone with some backups in the ball game now. Luke Collison is in the contest. Wrinkle is in there. Zach Collison also on the floor right now, as well as Mason Sindelar. With the ball is James Mateen. Mateen works onto the right elbow. Looks across to the near side, comes to Lopez. 45 seconds to go. Baseline left side, Ryan Dixon. Dixon tries to penetrate in, can't get there. Gives it to Roybal. Skyler Roybal driving, laying up, and good. He got it. Roybal with the lay-in, got it to fall. Here comes some more subs coming up off the bench. Jim Weeks is trying to get him into the ballgame. He may take a timeout here if he gets an opportunity to get these kids in. We're down to 20 seconds. Oh, good. There's a stoppage in play. Todd, let's ID the kids checking in.
Yeah, Coach Weeks telling him to foul there so he could get some subs in. We see Austin Levine's going to get in for the Bulldogs. Stetson Nyman.
Marcus Hudson. Hudson got in. And Austin Levine, you mentioned him. Who else is on the floor?
Carson Leslie, I see out there.
Carson Leslie, that's the five that are on the floor. 20 seconds to play. It's 51-27. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. We'll have that right after the conclusion of the ballgame. Baseline Wrinkle, shot is up, couldn't get it, he's fouled. And we're going to put Sean Wrinkle to the free throw line, where he'll be shooting two shots. But Todd, the clock is down to 11 seconds to play. It's 51-27. The Bulldogs will advance. Again, they'll play at 9 o'clock Friday morning. You'll hear the game live here on Sunny 101.3. Free throw up and off, no good. Todd, you doing anything at 9 o'clock Friday morning?
Well, if you want me back, I'll be here.
I'll save you a seat. We'll be back at 9 o'clock, and again, they're going to play either Concordia or Milford. A couple more fine teams here waiting. At the line is Sean Wrinkle. Second free throw for Wrinkle. It's on the way. It's up, and it's good. He got that one down. Wrinkle's got 3 points. All right. Inbound the pass. Down court on the dribble for the Bulldogs is Marcus Hudson to the far right side. Hudson goes over to Skyler Roybal. Back to Hudson. Near side. Roybal and Hudson are going to play catch. There's the buzzer. There's the ball game. The Auburn Bulldogs with a huge win this afternoon here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. 51-28. Your final score, Auburn with the win. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and then we'll be back with the postgame show brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services coming up in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's time now for the postgame report brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Now here's Randy with a look at the final numbers.
Well, who would have thought it? 51-28, your final score this afternoon. The Auburn Bulldogs dominated the Pierce Blue Jays from the get-go. Jumped out to an 11-2 first quarter lead, never looked back. They were up by 15 at halftime, 21-6, led by 20 after three quarters before going on to the 51-28 win. Looking at the individual numbers for the Pierce Blue Jays, their leading scorer, Dawson Watts, he had 9 points in the ballgame. Adding seven was Logan Muller. Ben Bramer, their leading scorer, who averages 14 points a ballgame, finished with five, and he got three of those very late in the ballgame against the reserves here. 2 points for David Dale, 2 points for Chayton Robb, and adding three was Sean Wrinkle late in the ballgame for their total of 28. From the charity line, the Blue Jays went 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. Now, the scoring for your Auburn Bulldogs. Wow, what a ball game. Daniel Frary, he led the way with 18 points, just above his average of 13.3. Cam Binder, after a big first half in which he had 12, didn't shoot much in the second half. Heck, he didn't need to. He added two more points to his total. He finished with 14 in the ball game. Adding nine was Cade Batesel. Cade played very well underneath the basket. Ryan Binder finished with five. Maverick Binder had three. And Skylar Roybal got two in the final minute for Auburn's total of 51. From the free throw line, Auburn went 5 out of 8 this afternoon for the game at the charity stripe. 51-28, your final score, the Auburn Bulldogs with a huge win over the Pierce Blue Jays. This has been your Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame report, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Well, Todd, your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, just a workmanlike performance by Auburn. A little surprising maybe that was as much of a blowout as it was, but Auburn came out. I think it was a statement game for all those talking about this might be the game Auburn can't get past. So they left no doubt in anybody's mind that they're here to try to win that third straight state championship.
Well, you heard in the pregame show when I talked with Coach Weeks, he discussed the fact that, you know, the last two outings were a little bit close. They had a 16-point lead on Boone Central, let it get down to one. Boy, there was no looking back by the Bulldogs here this afternoon. They just kept pouring it on.
Yeah, he said those three keys. They can't panic. They can't quit. More than anything, be fearless and go get the win. And they sure did that tonight. They came out here and just took one and left no doubt who the better team was.
Without a doubt, 51-28 your final. So, with the win, Auburn advances to the semifinals of the C1 State Tournament. That game will be Friday morning at 9 o'clock right back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. They will face either Concordia or Milford. And, Todd, you mentioned Milford 26-0, Concordia 21-4. It's just a tough bracket here. This C1 bracket is outstanding, the field. And you know what's happened here, Todd? They changed the format a couple of years ago. You've got that 16-team reseeded with no pay and no attention to geography, and that probably does a lot better job of making sure you get the best 8 teams in the final 8 at the state tournament. Everybody's got 20 wins or more once you get to the state tournament here.
Yeah, this C1 bracket, again, there's been a lot of talk about this class this year, and it's loaded. You've got Adams Central and Kearney Catholic both with 24, 23 wins, Wayne 22 wins, St. Paul 23 wins. You know, every team in this bracket is loaded with talent, a lot of wins, a lot of college recruits on these teams. So C1's going to be a fun one to watch unfold here the rest of the
and
week.
And lost in all the excitement is the fact that the Bulldogs have now won 60 straight high school basketball games. You could cover teams forever and not see this happen again. 60 straight wins for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I believe that's also, if my numbers are right, Coach Weeks' 100th win as the Auburn head coach. This is his fifth season. He was 99-24 coming in, so this is his 100th win as an Auburn coach. Of course, he has a long history in Nebraska basketball, 541 career wins, or make it 542 now, so he's not 500 club, but 100th win as the Auburn head coach.
Our congratulations to Coach Jim Weeks, doing a fine job for the Auburn Bulldogs. So, Auburn fans, be with us at 9 o'clock Friday morning. We'll take the air about 8:45. Going to be an early version of high school basketball here on Sunny. Pre-game show 8:45, tip-off at 9, live here from Pinnacle Bank Arena. Don't forget, Coming up at 4 o'clock, less than an hour, about an hour from now, the pregame show at 3:45, 4 o'clock tip-off at Lincoln East High School. John Nixon will have the call for you as the Sacred Heart Irish, playing in the first round action of the boys' D2 class state tournament, take on the Mullen Broncos. Again, a 4 o'clock tip-off. Join John for that one. We're going to pack up our equipment, maybe grab another cheeseburger here, and make our way over toward Lincoln East to take a look and watch that one. But John will have the call for you. And then don't forget, now Friday we'll be on the air at 9 o'clock with this Auburn game. That will have no effect at all on our 12 noon coverage when John Nixon will be on the air live from Springfield, Missouri. He's going to have the Bound City Panthers taking on St. Elizabeth in the Final Four semifinal action of the Class 1 Missouri State Tournament. So this is probably the farthest apart John and I have ever worked back-to-back ball games. I'm in Lincoln, and he's going to be in Springfield, Missouri. So two states, two tournaments, doesn't matter. We've got live coverage for you all throughout northwest Missouri and southeast Nebraska. Stay with us. More basketball coming up at 4 o'clock. John will have the Sacred Heart Irish. So that wraps it up for our coverage of the state tournament. For Scott Cox, our producer-engineer, and for Todd Gatula, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score, the Auburn Bulldogs 51 and the Pierce Blue Jays 28. Good afternoon, everyone. Southeast Nebraska has been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.